Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. It's Black History Month, and we've learned about some amazing Black Americans throughout history so far. However, everyone that we've learned about lived a long time ago and isn't alive anymore. So today, we're going to talk about someone who is still alive. Her name is Ruby Bridges. Ruby became a symbol of the civil rights movement when she was only 6 years old. She was born in September of 1954. A few months before Ruby's birth, a very important decision was made by the Supreme Court. Have you ever heard of a famous court case called Brown versus Board of Education? In most places in the 1950s, students with black skin and students with white skin were made to attend separate schools. We learned about this kind of segregation earlier this week when we talked about Rosa Parks. In the Brown versus Board of Education case, the Supreme Court decided that this was unconstitutional and that black and white students had to be allowed to attend the same schools. Some states took this news better than others. A few states in the South still resisted and refused to allow black students in all-white schools. A year after the initial case, the Supreme Court pushed once again to end the division between black and white schools. When Ruby and her family moved to Louisiana when she was 4, the schools were still segregated, even though it was illegal at this point. Ruby went to a kindergarten with only black students. But a court soon ordered that Louisiana stop segregating schools, and the government had a plan to make this happen. A group of black students was given an exam, and several of the best students were selected to attend an elementary school that currently had only white students. Ruby was one of the 6 students selected to go to the white school, but her father was worried. He didn't want his daughter to have to put up with bullying or unfair treatment. But Ruby's mother had a different opinion. Neither of Ruby's parents could read or write, and she wanted her daughter to go to the best school possible so she could have opportunities that they hadn't. So, on November 14th, Ruby and her mother were escorted to school by federal marshals to keep them safe. Ruby Bridges is still alive today. She's in her 60s. That means this wasn't that long ago. She still remembers her first day of school and told Time magazine that there was a giant crowd waiting when they arrived. A mob of angry people were trying to block the entrance to the school so that Ruby couldn't enter. Hundreds of parents were so upset that black students were being allowed in the school that they removed their children from the classroom and took them home. When Ruby made it to her class, the only person there was her teacher, Barbara Henry. She knew the way that Ruby was being treated was wrong, and her goal was to do everything she could to help end school segregation. For every day that entire year, she sat in an empty classroom with Ruby and taught her. The next school year, the crowd stopped blocking the entrance to the school, and parents began to let their children come back to class. Ruby attended school with other children her own age. Can you imagine how brave she had to be that first day to walk past a crowd of angry people? Ruby understood how important it was to end racial segregation in the South. Even today, she is an author, speaker, and activist with the goal of helping people learn to be more accepting of others. And she wants to encourage you that you can do brave things too, even before you're a grown-up. She once said at a ceremony for a statue that was made for her, "We need to honor the power of children. We need to encourage them that they can do extraordinary things." So just remember, you can do extraordinary things, regardless of your age. If you want to learn more about Ruby, we've included a link in the episode description for a digital magazine about her. Check it out. Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.